Good afternoon. What a great day. My name is John McCarthy, and I'm the acting president of the Port of Tacoma Commission, and we are reconvening our special meeting of January 13th, 2020, and the time is 12:01. The meeting was previously called to order at 11 a.m. We then recessed into executive session for 1 hour to discuss one litigation item as authorized by the revised Code of Washington 42.30.110. No votes or action were taken in executive session. We are meeting at the Fabulous Center at 3600 Port of Tacoma Road in Tacoma. Present with me today are newly elected Commissioners Ang and Keller, as well as Commissioners Marzano and Meyer. To begin our public session, would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you so much for being here. This is the largest crowd I've seen at a Port of Tacoma Commission meeting since I've returned 2 years ago. And we're here for something very special, and that, of course, is the swearing in of our two newest commissioners. Before we proceeded with that, I did want to talk a little bit about the Port of Tacoma, some of its history, and the history of the commission, and also talk a little bit and acknowledge some other history. The public port's been in existence for 101 years, and today we're swearing in for the public port. There are 39th and 40th members of the commission in that 100 plus years. Of course, the port itself began operating as a commercial facility back first in the 1850s. It began trading in commerce with foreign countries in the 1870s and then became a public port in 1918. And the three first commissioners that were selected to be on the commission, one was a farmer from the Sumner Puyallup area, one was a longshore worker, and the other it was a board member of a shipping company and also a banker. And during that 100-year time, of course, we've had all sorts of occupations represented on the commission, from lawyers and bankers to teachers and all sorts of backgrounds. So we're thrilled today to have two new people. This is the first time, I went back over the history with Rod Kuhn, who kind of helped me compile some of the information. This is the first time we've sworn in two new commissioners at the same event since 1983, 36 plus years ago. And in 1983, the Port Commission was expanded by a vote of Pierce County residents from 3 to 5. And we are a countywide entity. I do want to acknowledge, however, something that's important for us, and that is that the Port of Tacoma exists on traditional lands of Coast Salish people whose ancestors resided here or nearby here since time immemorial, and they've stewarded this land throughout the generations. We offer our respect to their elders, past and present. I also want to acknowledge the presence of a couple of elected officials here, and they include some of the Puyallup Tribal Council members that I've seen, and I might miss some, James Rideout, Tim Regnan, as well as former chair of the council, Ramona Bennett. Thank you for being here. I also want to acknowledge, I think, Kim Roscoe, the mayor of Fife, is here, Kim. And I'm going to introduce Anna Bean in just a few moments here. And also from the City of Gig Harbor, Councilmember Robin Benson. Thank you for being here. So at this time, I'm going to ask the two people who are going to participate in doing the swearing this morning, Bruce Dammeyer, our county executive, as well as Anna Bean, who is a member of the Puyallup Tribal Council. If you would please step forward to the podium, if you would, please. And I'm going to turn to each of you and ask if you'd like to make a few comments while I'm asking our two new commission candidates, two new commission members, to please step forward, if you would, to the center of the atrium.
Hoxley Hale, good day, my honorable friends and relatives. My name is Anna Bean. My Indian name is way over there, Tootie D. I'm extremely excited to be here as one of the folks that will be giving the oath of office to our newest court commissioners. A little bit of background that I can say, today I'll be presenting to Kristen Eng. She has been a part of this community for quite some time. With her legal background as far as being a part of the Clean Air, I believe it was Clean, I don't want to mess that up. We got to give you credit where it's due. And also being a part of the Clean Energy Group in regards to trading in the port as a representative for the United States over in China. If I'm wrong, please correct me. One of the things that I do want to acknowledge is that she has also gone to school at one of the fan favorites of the Puyallup tribe, and that would be UPS. Any UPS graduates in the room? Mainly Ramona Bennett's one of the ones that we always acknowledge, and Chairman David Bean is also a graduate from UPS, and I just thought that was pretty exciting. What I can say about Kristen is from the moment that she decided that she was going to run for the port, she did not decide to go into the shadows when she did not make it her first run. I enjoy that she's been a part of all of our communities. You can see her at many community functions throughout this area, and she's a friendly face, and she's become very familiar to those around her, and we're excited for this step she's getting ready to take. So, Kristen, I don't know if you guys have to raise your hand. I don't know what you guys do. What do you guys do?
We'd like to have them raise their hand.
Yeah. All right. Can you raise your hand, Kristen?
Sure.
I, Kristen Eng,
do solemnly swear that I am a citizen of the United States
and of the state of Washington,
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and the Constitution
and laws of the state of Washington,
and will to the best of my judgment,
skill and ability,
truly, faithfully, diligently,
and impartially perform the duties of the office,
of Port of Tacoma Commissioner,
in and for Pierce County,
Washington,
as such duties are prescribed by law.
So help me God.
County Executive Bruce Dammeyer, thank you for being here this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Commissioner McCarthy. I am honored to be here. The Port of Tacoma, as you pointed out, has been a key part of our community for over 100 years. It occupies some of the most sacred land our county has to offer. It is a key economic pillar for our community and our region. It is critical to our county, and it is our bridge to the greater global world. And I've always thought that it is critical that we have leaders who are going to steward this county, who have a balance of perspectives, a broad series of experiences, so they can pass good and sound judgment, that we can exercise good steward over this land and this key kind of resource that is the port. And I think Deanna exemplifies all that. I have known Deanna for a long time, back from when she was in the Puyallup School District, both before and when she was a school district a principal, but I was particularly, you know, she's kind of a a total Renaissance woman in my book, starting as a musician where she played clarinet for the United States Marine Corps Band. When you take that, when you're a school district administrator, that kind of proven public service and private sector business leadership, I think you've got that background that makes you really suited for this, and you're an avid mariner. You love getting out on the water, which I think gives you a strong appreciation for this special place that this is. So with that, Deanna, if you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Deanna Keller.
I, Deanna Keller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I am a citizen of the United States.
That I am a citizen of the United States.
And of the state of Washington.
And of the state of Washington.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the state of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the state of Washington.
And I will, to the best of my judgment,
skill and ability,
true and faithfully,
diligently and impartially,
perform the duties of the Office of Port of Tacoma Commissioner.
In and for Pierce County, Washington.
As such duties are prescribed by law, so help me God. Woohoo!
Okay, we're going to take some more pictures in a few minutes, too. First of all, Commissioner Ang, I'm going to invite you, if you would, to approach the Colocosis microphone and make a few comments, please.
Well, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you to my commissioners, Don, John, and Dick, the three Ds. Well, I guess there's a J there. Never mind. The three M's.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to be working with all of you and my fellow new commissioner, Deanna Keller. And thank you to Bruce Stanmeyer, the Pierce County Executive, and to Anna Bean for swearing us in. And it is a symbol of the unity of Pierce County, the port, and the tribe. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. As they said, the Pierce County has a history of 100 years. This tide flats and the port has been always valuable land and the key to the success of Pierce County. And moving forward, we must build our relationships and respect treaty rights. Also, that we know that in this 100 years that the port has contributed to the success and prosperity of this county and to the entire state. We are the most trade-dependent county and the most trade-dependent state in the entire country. But we also know we have a legacy of pollution and contamination that we cannot continue, that we must, as we embark on the next 100 years, build the foundation for an environmental sustainable future. Economic development. Economic development at the minimum is jobs. That is not the only thing. That is our minimum work, is to secure jobs, but it's also about the health and prosperity of our future. And in order to accomplish this, we need the entire community, and we look forward to working with all of you in our strategic plan as we build for the next 100 years and to a successful Pierce County, state, and country. Thank you so much. Thank you, all of you. Thanks, Delina, Nikki, and to my parents, and to my partner, Dana Coggin. Thank you so much.
So thank you again for everyone showing up today. It shows the importance of the port. I think that we've realized in this last couple of campaigns how important the Port of Tacoma is to all of us, and we certainly will carry that forward on the commission as well. Would like to thank Councilmember Anna Bean, Bruce Dammeyer, Pierce County Executive, for being here. Again, like Kristen said, it shows the unity. We are going to be reaching out to all of you. We're accessible to all of you as well. One of the things that I realized this morning that I wanted to talk about is that I understand the responsibility of this position, that 57% of the voters of Pierce County voted for me and put me in this position, but I represent all of the people of Pierce County, and I will make sure that you understand that, and I know that I understand that, and I think your being here today says all of that. I see the Port of Tacoma as being a three-legged stool, and they have to be equal legs of the stool for this to be able to work. One is economic development, the other is jobs, and the other one is the environment, which is air, water, and land, and being good stewards with that. So there's a balancing act with all of that. We want to make sure that you're going to be proud of us as we move forward in the commission, and we really look forward to working with the staff and the other commissioners as well. I think that, like any good team, you want to bring out the very best in each other. You want to make sure that everybody's voices are heard, and that's what the beauty is of working in a team, is that diverse background, and I appreciate that. And the other thing that I realized as a first-time candidate, public servants have a great heart, and everyone that I have met, including the commissioners here and including Kristen, care deeply about people and care deeply about this community, and we will carry that forward, and we are public servants, and we're proud to be that, and thank you for this amazing opportunity.
As my wife tells me all the time, governance is not for the faint of heart. It requires courage and the desire to better our community. And we're starting a new decade, 2020, with two new commissioners, two new representatives of the community. Let's give them another round of applause. Please. So at this point, we're going to take a 10-minute recess before we dive into the business at hand. Some of you, we welcome you to stay throughout the meeting if you're able. We're hoping through a recess we can take a few more photos of the full board and other people present, and you can give your best wishes to our new commissioners. So we'll take a 10-minute recess at this time.
Officially, congratulations.
Thank you.
back.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, we're going to put our new commissioners to work now.
Thank you very much.
Oh, great.
Oh, yes.
Hi, thank you.
Well, that was exciting.
Okay, we are returning after recess. Thank you once again. Thank you once again for those of you that were able to attend the swearing-in ceremony. It's 12:32, and we're returning to item number 3 on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. Consent agendas are generally those items that we adopt the consent agenda without further questions or comments, but other members of the or any member of the commission can ask that we discuss any consent agenda items. Two of the consent agenda items are the approval of check certifications. There's two separate certifications, and I'm going to turn to Eric Johnson for the purpose of explaining, hopefully as a reminder to some of us, and to explain to the new members of the commission what exactly check certifications are. So, Mr. Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of Port of Tacoma, making my first remarks of 2020. And the first before this new commission, I'll add to the record my own comments about how exciting it is to be part of the port at a time of so much transition and change. And looking forward to working with this newly impaneled commission. I think it's going to be a fun year. Mr. President, you've asked about the check certification process for the benefit of the new commissioners. The process of local governments approving warrants or claims against the local government is set forth in state law in some specificity, and so all local governments have to go through this process, and it consists of several parts. The warrant claims that are given to, or invoices that are given to a local government, not just a port, any local government, have to be approved by an auditing officer who's either been elected or appointed to that position. And that auditing officer has to determine that the claim is just, due, and unpaid. And furthermore, the law goes on to say that the board, in this case the Port Commission, reviews the certifications that have been provided by the auditor, and it must do that at its next regularly scheduled meeting. So the process of having the port auditor review the claims, certify that they are in order, and having us present them to the commission at the next regularly scheduled meeting is a process that's set forth in law. That applies to all local governments. The law specifically has more detail in a couple areas for port districts, but it's very much the same. It says that the port has to have an auditor. They have to have been appointed by the commission at the Port of Tacoma. That's Mr. Darren Arakaki. And that you have to approve only after those invoices have been approved by the auditor. So that's what this check certification process is about. It's set forth in state law. You don't have a lot of latitude. But it's also a good transparency mechanism, frankly, for us to look at. So does that answer your question?
Thank you very much. And just as a matter of course, if one has questions regarding the checks, you can ask them at the meeting. If you get an opportunity to review them before the meeting, generally what we do is contact Ms. Campbell, for example, and say, I have questions regarding some of the certifications. Can she get some further material or information to answer those questions, which was the case with this certification. I had some last-minute questions and asked her what she transferred to the departments to answer. So with that, then, I would entertain a motion to approve items A and B of the consent agenda, which are the minutes from December 19th and the broad check certification list.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and second. Any additional questions or comments as to those? There be none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion carries. The second item of the consent agenda is 3C, which is one specific check certification, 225625, which is a check, I believe, to the state auditor's office, and one for which I recuse myself because of my family's relationship with the state auditor's office. So I'll entertain a motion to approve consent agenda item 3C.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? All abstain. Thank you. Moving forward, next item on the agenda, action item, is the commission officers, and it's to affirm the proposed list of commission officers. The way the Port of Tacoma has operates is on a rotation system where one rotates into various positions, and as things would have it, I'm scheduled to be the rotating into the position of president, Dick Marzano into the position of vice president, Don Meyer into the position of secretary. With regard to first assistant secretary, the history of the Port of Tacoma, when two people are elected or selected to serve at the same time, that the person who receives the most votes becomes the first assistant secretary, and the other person becomes the second assistant secretary. So Deanna Keller would be the first assistant secretary, and Kristen Ang the second assistant secretary. Is there a motion to affirm those individuals as commission officers?
So moved.
Second.
So a motion and a second. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is item number 4B, which is the appointment of the 2020 Audit Committee members. It's my understanding that it's proposed that Dick Marzano continue on the audit committee and Deanna Keller serve as vice chair of that audit committee. Is there a motion on with regard to that appointment?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved second. And second. Any additional questions or comments to appointment of the audit committee members? There being none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The motion carries. Next item is 4C, Commission Board Involvement. This is something that I've met with individually with all four of my colleagues here. And in the past, there are several industry-related organizations that all commissioners are members of by virtue of being on the commission. They include the American Association of Port Authorities, International Association of Ports and Harbors, Propeller Club, Regional Council, Transportation Clubs, Washington Public Ports Association. In addition to those organizations, we have several community or statewide area organizations that we have generally had two commissioners serve as the key contacts with those organizations. And we have 20-some of those organizations. And one of the reasons that we have two on many of those is because since we're subject to the Open Public Meeting Act, if we attend outside group committee meetings or things of that nature with more than two, it may be problematic with regard to the Open Public Meeting Act. And the other has been because of commission involvement in some of those activities. We also have some internal committees just strictly within the Port of Tacoma, Audit Committee, Economic Development Fund Committee. And the final thing, the category, is we have some assignments with the Northwest Seaport Alliance. These are Northwest Seaport Alliance groups that we've kind of formed, and some of assignments from the Port of Tacoma. Now, I will tell you this. I tried to make it a little clearer in the format this year, and I'm going to pass out to you. I hope you have the most recent version of it, because the version that was sent with the original packet is not the ultimate version that was sent out just the end of the week, last week, to all of you. And just a couple of points on that, and I'm going to open it up for questions or comments. Couple of points is, by being on a work group or committee doesn't necessarily mean you're not involved in the other issues. You are. No work group or committee speaks on behalf of the full commission. It requires commission action in an open meeting, even if there's something that's recommended by a work group or committee. And this is an attempt to delegate some of the many responsibilities and meetings that the port commissioners are asked to attend. So the other thing I want to mention is I've had some good conversations with all of you, and I think this is still a work in progress, that we can change it at any point in time. We can deviate from it. Sometimes we want two people assigned to a particular organization so that we have somebody there if the other one can't. Sometimes that organization may have a specific member that votes and things of that sort. So I've gone over with all of you, I think, the items that you've been involved with, those that you're interested in. And I will say this, I'm very happy and pleased to announce that our two new commissioners want to be very active and very much involved in some of the most active committees. So that's a good thing. And we certainly look forward to them learning more about those committees and stepping right in with regard to some of them. So those are just some of the comments that I have. But so before we consider this for action, the list that I've given you now, I'm open to further questions or comments.
I got a couple of comments I'd like to make. First of all, thank you, Commissioner McCarthy, for getting this organized. And I particularly like the way that you've incorporated the two new commissioners. And hopefully you all are very aware in terms of the organizations you've signed up for. The second thing is I think what's important about this, not only for us to understand where we're going to be involved, but I think staff appreciates the fact that they understand where commissioners are interested in and what the responsibility is. The only comment I would have before I make a motion on this would, I'd like to suggest that we add the City Club to our list. because we do have a commissioner that's involved with that, and it's not on the list. And Commissioner Hang, I believe you're involved with that. So I'd like to say I like the list, and I certainly support the list, but I'd like to see us add the City Club to that list.
I'll have to abstain. I'm on the board president.
That's okay. I understand that, and that's a very wise move. You didn't take you long to figure that one out. But I think the City Club should be added to this.
I think that's a great idea. Any additional comments or questions or suggestions?
Sure. Again, I'd like to also thank you, Commissioner McCarthy, for all the work that you did. I know that you wanted to. It's a daunting task to have two new commissioners at the same time, and I know that you were very careful and wanted to make sure that our onboarding was good, and thank you for the time to meet. He met with every single one of us and spent quite a bit of time going through this. I do have a question about the flood control district, just wanting to know what that's about.
And I think, Jason, I know we talked about that, and I didn't know much about it. And I said, you know, the person we need to talk to is the person that's heading to the lectern right now. So,
thank you, Commissioners. I hope you can hear me. The Flood Control Zone District is a body made up, it's an advisory panel made up to the Board of Directors at Pierce County who have ultimate authority in terms of using the Flood Control
District dollars. There we go. Now I can hear myself. Thank you. In order to alleviate flood concerns. And so it's a board that meets together 4 to 6 times a year, and we typically work off of a capital improvement program that's managed by the county, and we make recommendations in terms of where those flood district dollars should go, towards what projects and to what flood mitigation efforts should be done. So happy to talk some more about that if you had any specific questions or anything else that I could answer.
And Jason, if I could, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that originally started when we looked at the Puyallup River along River Road? Ted Bodiger got involved, and Ted was our representative?
Yes. So there's been a longstanding general investigation of the lower Puyallup River in terms of what impacts there would be associated with flooding. That was the impetus to the county saying we probably need to take a more active role. So we've partnered with the Army Corps of Engineers, and then ultimately that was a slower process, and the county put forward a proposal that was voted on to form the flood control district so that they could take some more of that power back and be able to influence what happens on the Puyallup and everywhere else that might flood and impact the county. And I think that was created in 2014 time frame, that flood district.
Okay. Does this group also take a look at the potential sea rise change because of climate change?
The group hasn't gotten into that specifically, but Commissioner, where that does come into play is when they look at the individual projects, and they might ask the project sponsor, so City of Tacoma as an example, they built a wall around their sewer district building the sewer treatment plant, and those questions were asked by the advisory panel at that time, like what the city was planning to take into account for sea level rise and all that sort of stuff. It's not a primary focus, but it's certainly addressed as part of the individual projects.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any additional questions or comments?
Yeah, just one quick comment. First of all, I want to thank you too, Commissioner McCarthy, for getting this all set up. And your comments with regards to explaining it, I think is important for the new commissioners to know that as the course of time progresses and we move forward, there are also things that you can come to another commissioner and say, hey, listen, I might be interested in this and vice versa. So this is not set in concrete. It's just that we make sure we have an idea of what bases we need to cover. So.
Okay, let me ask the board, are you prepared to adopt this at least at this time, subject to obviously further review and change as we proceed into the year?
I move we adopt the proposal as amended, including the City Club.
Second.
Is there a motion and second? Any additional questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries.
I believe there was one abstention.
I'm only abstaining because of City Club, but I agree with the adopting.
Okay, so your aye as to everything, abstention as to City Club.
Yes.
Very good. We'll make note of that. Thank you. And once again, we can, as you all get your feet and learn what some of these, the length and breadth, we can modify and change this at any point in time as your interest develops. So thank you for that. Next item on the agenda is general business and potential action. We've got two items there. The first one is the Port Administration Workspace. And we started this conversation in public last month with Commissioners Petrich and Commissioner Johnson. Our new commissioners, fortunately, were able to attend the meeting. Commissioner Meyer had to leave early before the conversation took place. So I asked Eric Johnson if he'd put this back on the agenda so we could now, with a full cohort of five of us, discuss the options and some preliminary comments. Mainly it's put on the agenda to keep that conversation going forward. So should I turn that over then to you, Mr. Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Port Executive Director. This is a continuation of the discussion that we started last month. The memo that you have in your packet, with the exception of the change of date to today's date, is precisely the same memo that you were briefed on last month by I believe it was Aaron Galeno gave that briefing. And I believe both Commissioner-elect Keller and Commissioner-elect Ang were here for that. So they've had the benefit of that briefing as well. And I don't want to really repeat too much of it, except to say that the purpose of this exercise is to give me some direction as to proceeding with future workspace for the Port Administrative Building. I broke things down into basically three general options. We stay where we are and invest a fair amount of money, north of $10 million in the current building in order to keep that functioning and up and running as a modern facility for the next 20 years or so. We could, as an alternative, leave that building in the near term and rent space in a third-party spot. And that's, we've actually had some numbers, and those are in the memo, that describe what that would generally look like, because it is a viable option. The third option is to triage the building that we're in now and continue to invest money in it, but not as much money as if we were going to stay there for a long time, and then direct the staff and I to come back to the commission with some options for what a longer-term port administrative office space would look like. And those are the three options that are before you. They are not false options. Any one of them will work. What I'm trying to do is to keep this discussion going, because I want to get a sense of momentum on it, and wanted to give you some sense of numbers. Part of the purpose of that memo that we presented last month was to give you some order of magnitude numbers, so that you had something to hold up, so hold your opinions and thoughts up next to, and you could have the benefit of that as you discussed amongst yourselves what you thought the best direction to go would be. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay,
I'm happy to answer questions.
Sure, I have a couple questions and then a comment. And that is, I look back over the memo, and alternate three on the summary, and I will say I think preliminarily I favor alternate three, because I think in the long term, the existing port office building is not the best location geographically for the port office building, for all the reasons that you identified. In the long term, that close to the existing terminals and with the overpass issue and potential uses of that property in the long term, I don't think that's the best use. So I prefer myself alternate three, subject to, you know, further study and review for 3 to 5 years, I think. But having said that, one of the summary items, you had estimated a $5.1 million in major maintenance and repair to repair the shoreline slope and seawall, replace standing seam roof, exterior wall finishes, plumbing, et cetera, et cetera. Could you give us the breakdown for that? I'm trying to get a handle on, not necessarily now, but if you could provide that.
Sure.
I want to get a handle on where within that 3 to 5 years some of those might fall and some of those might be things that could ultimately be avoided if that was the option we decided.
Sure. So I understand your question, Mr. President. Basically, you'd like that itemized, for lack of a better word, as to how much of that is the seawall, how much of that is the roof,
exactly,
the seam repair. So, yeah, we can do that.
Exactly, because I'm not sure. And as well as maybe some time considerations,
sure,
like if some of them need to be done immediately. That's a question I had. Additional questions, comments, please.
I'd like to make just a couple of comments. Thank you, Commissioner McCarthy and Eric, for putting this back on the agenda, because I did have to leave. And this is a very important topic, not just for us as sitting commissioners, but for our two new commissioners in terms of where do we strategically go with this facility. And I subscribe to the comments of Commissioner McCarthy. This building not only has outlived its useful life, but it's in the wrong place. And the traffic patterns have changed since this facility was built. So I kind of come from the standpoint, what we have is unacceptable. Same comment follows through in terms of the, I like the three alternatives you've laid out. I'll take it further. I lean towards alternative three, with a couple of caveats associated with that. And I would go so far as to say, number one, I'm not interested in an admin building. I'm interested in a maritime center. And I think we need, I don't have that defined in my own mind, but that's kind of where my thought process is. And I also think, the second point is that, you know, we, the port, purchased a lot of property on the Theophos Waterway. I certainly would want to have that as an option to be examined relative to the deployment of our assets. But along with that, I've never been satisfied that we've got a proper property, I call it a property assemblage plan. And that is, you know, we know that the railroad owns some property. We know some other parcels are for sale. I'm interested in giving a little more concept around what that could be as a maritime center. And it doesn't mean it's an admin building only. I'm not interested in building a Taj Mahal as an admin facility, but I certainly am supporting a maritime center concept behind that. The other element in terms of my criteria is we've got existing water-dependent uses that I think need to be accommodated. We can't just say, we've got another use of this property and we're going to kick you out. The other piece, financially, because we know, well, at least my perception is, that's a lot of money, if 30-some million dollars. I want to see us conserve our capital resources for what I'd call cargo-related activities. And maybe there's a private investment scenario that can be played out there relative to who invests the money. We already own the majority of the property, so let's deploy the assets. So my leaning is more towards alternative three. There's some practical reasons, one of which is the existing building has outlived its useful life, and I believe it's not in a good location based upon what I think will come out of our strategic planning process for our terminals. And thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you.
Additional comments or questions?
I also lean towards alternative three, because this, I believe it, our strategic plan can help form what exactly this building will be used for, maritime center or even something even more than that. And I think now that we're going through this time of transition and transformation, it's time for a new building.
So I also lean toward alternative number three and looking into the feasibility of this particular facility. And I also like what Commissioner Meyer had to say also about a maritime facility. You know, possibly we talked about a maritime university or something like that. It would be a good use of the building. Also want to make sure that within the feasibility study that we are taking a look at the Northwest Seaport Alliance, because there are going to be some things that they will need to buy into as well. So since they are part of the occupation of that facility as well.
Yeah, just a couple things, because I agree with what all my fellow commissioners said, and I do look at alternative three. I'd like to see the real estate department also look at the viability, if it's at all possible, once we leave that building. Are there still avenues where we could lease part of that building that we presently live in out? And at the same time, what Don talked about with regards to a maritime center or whatever else, is that maybe there are also people associated with a maritime that need places, office space to lease and stuff.
Right.
Exactly right.
The better we can lower our overall cost, the better we'll be. So I'm all for doing that.
In addition to the other maritime industries, I mean, we've had here today a strong showing from the Puyallup Tribal Council and membership, and it would be exciting to have a prospect or proposal that we had a maritime slash port and slash some partnership with the tribe on some part of it. I know we've had some informal discussions about that, but in light of the history of the tide flats and the port and the tribe, a facility that that has a whole lot of different ingredients would be exciting. So, you have any questions for us?
Well, I've got one comment and one question. Based on Mr. Meyer's comment, my notes here had as an option Taj Mahal, but I'm scratching that off.
Okay. So, thank you, Eric.
In ink. Okay.
Yeah. Remember, we had a swearing-in ceremony here. We would not want to take and put it a swearing-at ceremony.
Right. Okay. Taj Mahal's off the list. And so what I'm hearing from you as a commission is clear direction to proceed with alternative or option three here on this memo, and to not spend a lot of time on alternative one or alternative two. And I just need a sense of direction. I don't know that you need a vote, Mr. President. I think that as long as the comments that I've heard here are a clear direction to me, this will be an iterative discussion.
Right.
This isn't going to be something where we suddenly wheel in and unveil a big picture for you that you haven't had any input into. It won't be like that at all. But I just needed at this juncture to know where we're going to be putting our emphasis when it comes to spending our time when it comes to our future workspace needs. And so I think I've got that now. And so as the year begins, we will use that as guidance from the commission.
Right. Well, thank you for bringing it to us last month and discussing it today, and we look forward to continuing the conversation in work sessions and or further meetings. Item 5B, Executive Director announcements, events, and recognitions.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of brief things, nothing too big. First, I'll note that on Wednesday, I believe, the Chamber of Commerce is having its annual Horizons Economic Forecast Breakfast. The port, that's an event that happens every year. The port is one of the sponsors of that event, and as such, we're going to be making remarks. I believe Commission President McCarthy is going to be making some remarks, and I will be making very brief remarks. So that's Wednesday morning. Last week, one of the local public access television stations, KBTC, which is Bates Technical College's Channel 12, I think it is, did a little Northwest Now interview. They featured several of the important economic development entities in Pierce County. There was a panel discussion that included the Chamber of Commerce, the county, the City of Tacoma, and the Economic Development Board. And they also did an interview with John Wolfe, CEO of the Seaport Alliance, and me, talking about cargo trends and also the port's strategic planning plans for 2020. So that's probably on their website if you want to watch it. If you can find it, it's better than the Bachelor, I'll tell you that. And then finally, last week I took the opportunity to spend a day in Olympia with taking the government-to-government tribal training that is offered by the state of Washington every month for state employees primarily, but anyone's welcome to take it. And so I was down there for the day. It's actually a very good training. I was impressed with the quality of it. And I think some of the elements that I learned there can be taken back and used within the Port of Tacoma and our staff as I enhance the understanding and training of government-to-government and relationships, especially as it relates to the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. So I'm beginning that process of starting to assess what's out there, what we can learn, and what we need to do internally at the port. That's my report.
Thank you. Commissioner comments. Just a couple of short ones. I guess a sad note is I just learned today that Al Bacon, Connie Bacon's husband, just passed away.
Yeah.
And Connie, of course, served as a member of the commission for over 20 years, and so we're very sorry to hear that. Other thing is, I attended on behalf of the port an anniversary celebration with the Port of Kitakyushu, Japan, and That's a sister port agreement that the Port of Tacoma has had since 1994. Excuse me, 1984.
Yeah, I was going to say.
1980. Well, I remember that because I attended the original celebration, but very active city of Tacoma, sister city arrangement with Kitakyushu and the port of Kitakyushu and the city of Kitakyushu were very happy and pleased that this community was able to be represented at their celebration. It was noted, and I know, Mr. Johnson, you're kind of reviewing our sister port, sister city involvement in light of current climate of port relationships. So, but anyway, it was a good event, one that we've had for a long time, and received a plaque from them in commemoration of that event.
Thank you, Mr. President. And just on that note, as a preview of coming attractions, we're going to be providing you an overview of the port's sister port relationships in totality next month, so that you'll have the benefit of seeing what, you know, who we are sister ports with, what's been the history of them. There are quite a few. There are seven, I believe. If you could name all seven, I'll be impressed. But we'll get that next. It's been a long time since the port sort of reviewed and took a comprehensive look at its sister port relationship. So that's one of the things that I'd like to present to the commission next month.
Thank you. Any additional questions or comments?
Sure, I have two things. Thank you. Two things that I forgot to say in my speech that I wanted to talk about. This is an historic occasion. We have our first person of color elected to the Port of Tacoma Commission, and actually the first time for the Port of Seattle to have a person of color elected, and very proud of that. So it sets a standard for inclusiveness and diversity. The other thing is I forgot to thank my husband. And I know I'm going to hear about it, so at least I can show it on minutes, you know, that.
He's left, hasn't he? Yeah.
I know he left. So.
But he's watching you.
Is there a relationship between his departure and your failure to acknowledge him?
It could be. I did apologize to him, but I want to officially say that everyone who knows who runs for office, your spouse, really has to engage with you and be a strong supporter for you. So I'm probably going to have to fix a really super supper tonight, you know, to make up for that.
And we'll all say something to him. Any additional questions or comments? Mr. Meyer.
Yes. First of all, I want to publicly also say congratulations to our two newest commissioners. Welcome aboard. And I'm reminded of the fact both of you, at least is my understanding, have signed up to do the, I'll call it the walk in Olympia on the 28th of January? And the reason I mention that is that I can't tell you enough about, first of all, the appreciation I have staff working to get that whole program put together is monumental. But what I appreciate the most is you're jumping in. And that is a very important part of contact for us. It's policy as well as resource driven. So I just want to say thank you very much. I'll be also down there, given the fact I'm involved with WPPA Executive Committee, but I'll also be trying to attend as many. Although, Sean, now that I think about it, three commissioners, are we going to be in trouble with that?
Maybe I'll take care of that.
You'll take care of that. Okay, thank you. Yeah, but I just want to say thank you for jumping in and just getting involved right away.
The day on the hill, and nobody knows more about that than Director Johnson, who worked there as in charge of the Washington Public Ports Association.
Yes, I always loved Port Day.
Would you have a little more enthusiasm on that?
You never said that in the executive meeting.
Yeah.
I will say for the record, it is an important event. It's an opportunity for all, you know, port commissioners and staff from around the state to get together. The legislative session begins today, by the way. Today's the first day of this year's session. And so a couple weeks in, it's a good thing to get together. You'll get staff briefings, get to meet with some legislators. It's a good way to give profile to the port. And I haven't decided if I'm going yet or not, but I do love Port Day.
Okay.
I have a couple quick
things.
Yeah, two things. First of all, my thoughts and prayers to Connie Bacon and her family for the loss of Al. That was too bad.
Second thing, January 21st, I believe it is, the Propeller Club is having their, and the ILW is having their ILW spaghetti thing. Willie Adams, who's the international president, is going to be the guest speaker. That has historically been a well-attended meeting, so I would encourage everybody from the port that can to be there.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess I'll just make a really quick comment. I am thrilled to serve with all of you in this time of transition and transformation. Whether it's addressing climate change or building our economy and building our relationships with the tribe, I think we're off to a great start, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you.
Totally concur.
Mr. President, item six, public comment. I don't think you actually asked for any public comment.
Oh, I am sorry. I missed that. Is there any additional public comment at this time? I see none. Thank you. I'm also looking forward to this year and this decade. I can't promise you that our following meetings are going to be as short and sufficient as this one, but that having been said, we'll stand at adjournment.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that's awesome.